Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zier, and I'm joined by the Bassmaster, Rich Stambolian.
Both this and this.
Is that how you fish? No. Is that how you play the bass?
This is how I play the bass, and this is how I fish.
This is how I play the bass.
Way up high.
Isn't this how you play?
Yeah, I mean, if it's like real cool and upside down and shit, I like to play it really up high on my chest.
Because
I'm like a prog genius.
You know what? You are a great bassist.
I'm okay. Coco's
a great bassist. You're a great guitar player.
I'm an okay everything.
You play both?
I do.
Can you drum? You played a drum?
I can do 2.5 beats on drums.
Okay.
That's it. You know?
Got it. Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling. I am exhausted today, but man, I'm hyped up. I got Rich and I and Bob Rowe in the chat room are taking my son to his annual birthday Cheers. Mets game. Last 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to go, but it got rained out, and then the sun came out, and it was absolutely perfect that day. So,
very excited.
Little disappointed, but today we are going. That's why I'm in my Mets colors. Rich is also in Mets colors as well.
I'm in the uniform of just all black, looking like security.
Exactly.
Perpetually.
But man, what a week in professional wrestling. It started off with turmoil, and I guess we'll begin with that.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out on Monday Night Raw. Not only did they walk out on Monday Night Raw, they walked out during the show. And
bonkers.
You know, here's when I know something is really bad, right? When I get an official WWE statement text message at 10:30.
At night.
Yeah. Like, hey, here are the details. So
it's so bad we have to let Andrew Zarian know.
It's so bad we have to message Andrew Zarian about this. No, I mean, listen, those guys, they're always, you know, filling me in on all their PR statements and official WWE statements. But there's a lot of blanks here and there's a lot of holes in the story. So let's do our best to kind of go into this. Also, I want to talk about last night's Dynamite. A lot went on that show. Leading up to Double or Nothing, which is, I'm going to be there. Rich is not going to be there. I'm a little disappointed, but it's okay.
Sorry, I'm going to hold it down. Okay. You know, listen, I'm going to save some money. I'm going to hold it down with MG Geek. We're going to do a little pre-show, I think, and then roll into the event.
Yeah, why don't you do a show?
Yeah.
Why don't you do a show?
We are going to do a show.
Do a show when I get the hover spot. We got hover advertising
Beautiful.
Next week, so perfect.
Yeah, we'll do the show. MG, are you down with that? Don't say yes. I don't want to hear your voice right now.
just grunt.
He just got like really horny. Got an eruption.
Yeah, just grunt. That's all.
I think we can do, MG and I can do something fun, and then we can just segue into Double or Nothing.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Cool.
Very cool stuff. So let's talk about this. Sasha Banks, Naomi. Walked out of Raw as a show was starting on Monday. They were unhappy with creative plans.
Mm-hmm.
They were both... Okay, let me... You know what? Let me read the WWE statement first. How
Please.
About that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go in my text messages. Mr. WWE. It's Vince. Vince just sends me these
messages. Hey, pal, we gotta let Andrew know.
Here we go. Hey. It was a hey. That's how I got it. Hey. WWE statement. When Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived in the arena this afternoon... They were informed of their participation in the main event of tonight's Monday Night Raw. Remember, this is Monday at 10:30. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE Head of Talent Relations John Laurinaitis' office with their suitcases in hand, placed the tag team championship belts on his desk. Interesting, he wrote belts. I don't think Vince wrote this.
Yeah.
All right, guys? It wasn't Vince. All right, I lied. put the belts on the desk and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions. And even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their matches, that is a very strange, I've never heard them position something like that. Rehearse.
You see, like,
right?
This, again, like, I don't want to like get too deep into this because like, not that I don't care, but it's like one of those things where it's like, all right, I'm sure it'll resolve itself at some point. But when I read that statement, me personally, I was like, this has to be a work. They never,
it's not.
They never,
I know,
ever go so far as to say rehearse, script,
I'll tell
blah,
you
blah,
why.
Blah, respect.
I'll
you
tell
know?
You why.
Respect, family, you know?
Family. Fast and Furious. This is the opener to the new Fast and Furious.
Is Dominic Toretto going to show up?
This is Dominic's brother, yeah. he said that to me. They claimed that they weren't respected as a tag team, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they'd had matches with those individuals in the past with no consequences. Monday Night Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform the requirements of their contract. We regret that we were unable to deliver as advertised main event. So, listen, this statement was not to me, and it was not intended for Wrestling Inc. or WrestleZone or Fightful. This was more of, hey, we know this is going to blow up into, you know, major sport news brands picking up. USA Today, Business Insider, New York Post, you know, like things like that.
Is this a matter of kayfabe, like 3.0, where it's like, listen, we know that you know, but we're going to tell you ahead of time, just listen, we know you know, rada alada.
Yeah. But this is more like, hey, guys, you know, these are actors. Can you imagine if an actor did this? You know what I mean? Can you imagine this actor all of a sudden? We're going live. It's a live version of SNL. These two are the headliners.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're like, ah, it doesn't work for me, pal, and I walk out.
Got a question for you.
Yes.
What happened to wrestling's ultimate byline of, or tagline, or whatever it is, the asterisk that says, card subject to change?
Well, that's exactly what this is, right? I mean, very interesting. I've never heard them say that they're regretting not being able to deliver a main event. I've never seen them say rehearse or construct. So this positions Sasha and Naomi in a bad way, right? When you read this.
Do you think so?
I think so. Okay. If I'm an outsider.
A bad way with the company.
If I don't know anything about wrestling. Not us. But like, if I'm just reading this, I'm like, oh, I can't believe they did that. The nerve, right?
Really?
By the way, that is a lot of the discussions that I'm hearing internally, too. Like,
that's fascinating.
I think a lot of people thought, and initially, a lot of the reaction was, and I have no opinion on this, by the way.
Whatever.
You know, we have no idea what's going through people's minds. We can only guess.
Right, exactly.
And I hate to guess what they're doing, but I'm just going to report it as whatever. This is what happened. They were both to be positioned to face the other world champion, right?
Right.
Sasha was going to face Ronda Rousey, which is a big match.
Great. Yeah, great match.
Tag team champion facing Ronda at a pay-per-view. Naomi was supposed to face Bianca for the title. They were both going to lose. But, you know, like, they're the tag team champions. They're positioned as main eventers, right? Like, on paper, you look at it, you're like, well, what's the problem here? It doesn't make sense that this match was the thing that set them off. I don't believe that's the case, because they change matches constantly. How many stupid angles do you see done weekly where it's counterintuitive to the character?
It's just done.
You know, Matt Riddle, for example, right? Matt Riddle is hot right now. Matt Riddle got destroyed by Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Right? Got destroyed by Roman. Should Matt Riddle stormed into Vince's office or John Laurinaitis' office and said, hey, I'm the tag team champion, or I'm a former, whatever. Like, I'm the tag team champion. I should be more respected. I'm not going to get squashed by your world champion.
Well, maybe he would if he could find the office, if you know what I'm saying.
If he could find the office. But
well, here's the thing.
Yeah, go.
All right, so this is very fascinating, because on one hand, you know, your perspective is, oh, how dare they? Right. But I'm sure, you know,
not my perspective.
No, I'm just saying, there's a general perspective of, oh, how dare they? But I think, you know, by putting this statement out, it's almost like they're creating that drama to make people watch more, which I think is fascinating. And also a reason, again, I'm not saying it's a work. I don't know. We don't know. But my gut instinct is thinking about what happened with Sasha and Bayley that WrestleMania weekend a few years ago, where there were reports that they were on the floor kicking and screaming that they were.
Yeah. I remember that.
Do you think they're going back to that well and creating this weird, like, sub story with that? Again, because on the surface, it doesn't make any sense.
Listen,
it's like the episode of the cop show where they're like, you know, we're done, Sarge, and they throw their badges on the desk.
I don't know. You know, I'm pretty friendly with a lot of those guys over there, you know, like, just outside of wrestling. Like, I have friends I consider in that company. I don't think anybody sees it as, like, we are going to ruin these people. However, with this statement is essentially telling you their side of the story.
Right.
That they were unprofessional. And they're getting ahead of the story.
Right.
Right? This was the same case with Nia Jax and Karrion Kross with the releases. Remember, that New York Post story about Nia refusing to get the COVID vaccine?
Right.
That wasn't a leaked story from someone backstage.
Right.
I mean, this is my opinion. I have no proof of this. I'm just saying, I'm not accusing him of doing this, but I think this was more like Nia got released because she didn't get the COVID vaccine. You know, like one of those.
And somebody ran with it.
And they ran with it. But, you know, was it a burial of Naya? I don't know. Maybe a little bit. But I could tell you that people backstage were a little, like, they don't understand. They're very confused by this. So whatever happened, mm-hmm. Sasha Banks started unfollowing everybody on Saturday. Did you see that on Twitter?
No,
that's a story. So something
like you,
happened.
I don't really care.
I know. I know. So here are some of the details here, right?
Yeah, please.
There are tweets that came out. Somebody posted these tweets. MG probably has them. I don't know if you saw it. Somebody did like a backstage analysis. I don't know if they have inside information. They know what happened. I have no idea how they know any of this.
It might be like the pool of social media shit. You know?
Yeah. So the other side of the story is that they went to producers, they went to writers trying to change stuff, and they were met with, it wasn't too optimistic that they were changing the situation, and maybe they got a little hot, and they were told to change their attitudes. And I think, you know, when you do that to anybody, like, and I brought this up, I'm like, I don't talk to my 6-year-old that way because I know it escalates situations.
That's a
right?
tantrum. That's a tantrum to make.
If you tell me, like, if I'm really passionate about something, I'm not really happy, and you're like, Andrew, you need to change that attitude.
Andrew, you need to shut the F up.
That's essentially what you're saying to me, and I'm going to flip.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I don't have any proof that was said. That's just a report. So they were told to change their attitudes. It escalated the situation. It was security by Jocelyn's Cabaret. Is that the account? I have no idea.
Very reputable.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea who this person is. I have no idea how this person would even have an idea of this happening. I have no idea. It's a whole thread. You could go check it out. I'm sure it was posted somewhere. But you now have a very bizarre situation happen that you don't really hear about.
Yeah.
You had the problem with Charlotte that walked out.
Right.
Right? You have this happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Naya's contract is up soon. Mm-hmm. She was in negotiations for a new contract.
I thought she was done. Like, done.
What, Naomi?
Oh,
Naomi. I'm sorry, Naomi.
Yeah.
Sasha has a contract. She signed recently. Didn't she sign a new contract? So, I don't know. This is so weird to me that I can't see it be about the match, because they were going to be put over and be put in main event positions on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Wins and losses, like, I don't know. There's something more to this.
There's got to be. I'm sure it's going to come out at some point, you know? And it's like, the cesspool of wrestling social media will pull you in a million different directions as far as stuff like this goes. But at the end of the day, listen, if you weren't in the room, you're not going to know what happened. If you're not inside a person's head, you're not going to know what happened, if it happened or if it got brought to this degree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But again, you know, 25 years ago, would WWE ever put out a presser when Shawn Michaels had those backstage tantrums?
Yeah, I mean, dude, the same thing,
right?
Yeah, like,
you hear that stuff in
Brett and Sean and all this stuff. It's always happened. It's always happened, and you know, sometimes you get really passionate. By the way, Roman Reigns will be on the July 25th MSG Monday Night Raw show.
Yeah, acknowledge me,
family. Dude, this is a very strange thing. Now, it's being reported that they're not going to get fired. They're not getting suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think there is a little bit of unprofessionalism. If you walk out, you got to think about the other people involved.
Yeah.
You know, WWE has that mentality that's not always about you, but you also have to be very protective of your character and your development. And you got to, I don't think this sounds bad, right?
Like, right.
Like, you look at this and you're like, I'm going to be in you're in the main event for a title position with two great athletes, two main event positions.
Mm-hmm.
You're the tag team champion. What are you complaining about? That is probably their stance.
Right.
But there's something more to this. There has to be.
Yeah, there always is.
And then there was like the rumor, like, oh, you know, Sasha manipulated Naomi into leaving. I'm like, come on. These are grown adults.
They're grown women. I feel like, that probably comes from the people that think Vince runs every single part of the company by himself. You know? Like, he's still...
It's so big, man.
They don't have a team of 89,000 writers and 45,000 producers and veterans and everything. It's a traveling corporation. When you're at these shows, regardless of the arena, it is an office.
Yeah. So here we go. So the rumors were that they were told to change their attitude. WWE has since pulled them from live events.
Okay.
Dave Meltzer reported this morning on the show. I believe it's in a newsletter. It's coming out. Naomi's contract was negotiating. Naomi was negotiating for a new contract. Naomi's contract was negotiating a new contract.
Dude.
Okay, dude, that's amazing.
That contract should be in the circuit.
Listen. I don't need no lawyers. I have my own contract to negotiate the contract.
I'm alive. I'm a living piece of paper. Thanks, MG. Fantastic.
Another fabulous typo. There needs to be a compilation of all the typos. There really needs to be.
Yeah.
So here we go. Roman Reigns has been re-added to select shows this summer. Friday, July 22nd episode of SmackDown, TD Garden in Boston. Monday, July 25th, Raw at MSG. Friday, August 22nd for SmackDown at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So, I mean, he's, like I said, he's not really taking an extended time off.
He's just not doing this. It's just like, he's like, yeah, I'm getting a little tired. I don't want to do all the shows.
When I called WWE about this, they're like, yeah, listen, he's not going to do the B-Towns. Yeah. And, you know, like, this was a great example. This was, I'm going to fill in blanks here. There's no, the money amount I'm telling you is not the money amount. Okay. Let's say Roman makes $10 million a year.
Boom.
Right? How much more money do you want? You know what I mean? Like, $10 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
When you make that kind of money, and I'm not saying Roman makes 10, but he makes millions, right? He's a millionaire. When you make that much money, does another $5 million matter to you, or will you settle on another $2 million or another $1 million and take, you know, have a couple more days off?
I think it depends on the person.
Listen, he's a family man. He has a kid. He has a wife. You know, like, if I'm Roman and I'm making $10 million, let's say, I'm making $10 million, and WWE comes to me with, like, hey, I'm in negotiation, I'll go to them. I'm like, listen, I'll make $12 million, but I want an extra couple days off.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you're Roman Reigns, you Andrew's Aaron, you're in the top, you're the top believe guy in the company, right? Believe that. What would your catchphrase be, number one? If you were the top guy.
Oh yeah. What would my catchphrase be?
You're you. There's no change.
There's no change. It's hello, my sweet babies. Everybody just dies. Oh yeah, that's my line. The crowd says it.
You just say hello and then point my the sweet mic babies. Out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say that was you. And this is a weird question, but I want you to answer it. You got that money, right?
When I'm a heel?
What?
Below my turd digglers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What weird business would you invest in if you had that money? Because you always hear about these guys like, yo, I own like 6 car washes. I own like a used car lot. I own this and that. I got to make
laundromats.
This money's got to make money.
Laundromats.
Laundromats?
Laundromats. Yeah.
That would be your business?
That'd be my business.
You would invest in like gold or crypto or NFTs?
No, just laundromats. And I make videos on YouTube about it. On how much money I made that week. Have you ever seen those videos?
Yes.
I love those videos. That's what I would do. Or self-serve car washes.
How does that work?
You go in and you put in the money and you wash your own car.
We don't have those around here.
Long Island.
Yeah.
No. Long Island.
That's weird.
NXT's officially going back on the road. They're restarting the Florida loop. I think that's a very big positive. These guys need to get in front of different crowds. And different buildings. A couple hundred people, 200-300 people, they could do well. All right. Former Authors of Pain have launched a new wrestling promotion, Wrestling Entertainment Series, WES.
Great.
The first show will be in Nottingham, England on Saturday, June 4th, and it'll air on Fight. Here are the matches. You got a world championship match with Braun Strowman against Aleister Overeem. Did you see? Okay, by the way, I saw the photo for this. It's a photo of Aleister from like 10 years ago.
I'm sure.
World champion, women's championship match. Nia Jax against Lana. That's interesting. All right. I kind of want to see that. I want to see what that looks like. The tag team championship match is, I don't know who this is. The Authors of Pain versus Wesley Blake and Steve Cutler. Karrion Kross versus Kalisto versus Jonah, which was Bronson Reed. All right, whatever. They're doing a show.
I think you nailed it with your all right, whatever.
All right.
Listen, like as soon as I saw this news bit, I was like, I bet you Braun Strowman's on this card.
Of course he is.
And boom. I'm surprised that, what's his name, isn't on this. EC3.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he will be.
You know, I really want to do a thing with you, and I thought about this yesterday.
I want to do a thing with you too.
It was not a complete idea, but I want to hash it out with you for 2 minutes, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I would like to do a show with you where we go through the different levels of professional wrestling.
Okay.
Right? Where this whole card does absolutely nothing for me. Not to say that it won't do something for somebody else, you know? This falls into that realm of, like, Richie don't care.
Okay, got it.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think for you, the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, all right, whatever. It's a right? show. It's just a show.
But let's say you put, like, Matt Cardona on the card or Moxley.
Oh, it's kind of pops, right?
Right? Your ears kind of perk up a little bit, you know? But I really want to do a thing where we kind of, like, go through our own personal wrestling algorithms and be like, oh, this is what I like, you know? Or this is...
There's a certain thing that triggers me to be interested in something,
yes.
And I sometimes can't tell why I'm so interested in something.
Exactly. Like I said this morning, the only thing I want to talk about is the Takeshita Hangman match.
Yeah, dude, that was a fantastic match. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. The Rock and the XFL have announced TV deals with ABC, ESPN, and FX. A deal begins in 2023 and will run till 2027. This further solidifies that. To me, that The Rock will be involved with WrestleMania this coming year, 2023, because he's probably going to be very busy with the XFL, and he's probably not going to be shooting when this thing is starting. So you're going to have some time for Dwayne. He's going to have some downtime to train and get ready and wrestle.
Have you seen the guy? There is no downtime for him.
Dude, that guy is huge.
Yo, he's nuts.
That Black Adam image.
Yo, he looks bananas.
He really does.
I'd be scared if I ever ran him, I think.
He's huge. He's a giant.
It's like meeting a horse.
Yeah.
You ever meet like a horse cop?
A horse cop,
and you
yes.
see those horses are like 10 feet tall.
Like this, yeah.
I feel like that's what it'd be like to meet The Rock.
I think so, too. OVW has potentially gotten a streaming deal with Netflix.
Great.
This is another story here. And the other story from the week, the other big story of the week, Ric Flair is coming out of retirement. 74 years old. Ric Flair will be wrestling in a six-man at the Nashville Fairgrounds SummerSlam weekend.
Great.
The rumor is it's going to be Flair and FTR versus Rock and Roll Express and another person. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat turned it down.
Good.
There's also a Four Horsemen reunion. It'll be the first time that they all got together. I don't know which Horsemen are going to be there.
Horsemen.
And the roast of Ric Flair is going to happen again, too. So StarCast is teaming up. I guess they're piggybacking on WWE now instead of AEW.
Cody, man.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a smart idea by them. So let's talk about this. Ric Flair coming out.
Please.
How do you feel about this?
Coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent. I hope the guy stays healthy. I hope he doesn't get hurt. You know, maybe when you look at the guy, I think, hey, man, maybe enough's enough, you know? But at the same time, I like the wacky antics of Ric Flair, and I always want him to do, like, bust out a moonsault or something.
He's going to do a moonsault.
You think he's going to bust out a 450?
He's going to do a 450.
Just like The Undertaker at WrestleMania last year, like I predicted. I'm okay with this.
Did everybody forget about that? The Undertaker did a 450 at WrestleMania?
That's a Mandela effect.
we're the only ones.
When does the woo just become the... What's the opposite of woo?
What is the opposite of woo? I don't know.
When is it going to become the... Ow.
Ow.
When is
ow.
It going to become that?
So listen, Flair's come back, but who do you put? I think, you know, Jay Lethal would be great in that.
Yes. Everybody needs to take care of Flair.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Express, man. They're still doing it.
They'll take care
very
of Flair.
Very cool. Very,
very
cool.
You're going to give Flair a bunch of receipts.
All right. We'll find out what happens. Should we go into Monday Night Raw?
Yeah. Very briefly.
All right. Go into it really quickly.
All right. You had a steel cage match. Bobby Lashley beating Omos. They did the St. Valentine's Massacre finish with the cage breaking. I like this feud.
It was Escape the Cage, right?
Yeah. I like this feud a lot for some reason. I really want to see these guys go at it. I feel like whenever they do promotional stuff for Bobby Lashley and he's doing the almighty pose,
yeah.
It should be his head on each bicep. It's just like two Bobby Lashley faces. Like, I want them to make him like... a supernatural space god almost, you know?
Isn't he already?
I think
he's a Starman.
He needs more. Like, the way he comes out of the heavens, I love it. But I think, in my opinion, he needs more.
You want to see what he looks like?
Please, yeah.
The star people, right? He's from the planet of the... Did you watch that thing I sent you?
I watched most of it.
Okay, it's
very fascinating.
It's fascinating and weird, right?
But it's well-produced. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what makes you think it's real.
The All Tomorrows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the All Tomorrows series.
We're big alien guys here. Raw Tag Team Championship champion Riddle defeated SmackDown Tag Team Champion Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso. Judgment Day is looking to expand to try to recruit AJ. I knew that was going to happen. AJ and Finn with Liv beat Los Lotharios. They did the big two sweet.
Hold on. A goth AJ. Goth Southern AJ.
I've been asking for it for weeks.
You really have?
Like eyeshadow, like eyeliner, goth, emo,
yeah.
Southern AJ. Oh, my God.
So into it.
Am I supposed to be a juggalo?
Am I supposed to be a juggalo?
My poor AJ Styles impression.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Am I supposed to be a juggalo? Cody Rhodes. There's a Cody Rhodes promo, and they had a Cody countdown clock all night. Look at
this. Was cool.
What a deal did this guy get? What kind of deal did he get that he's basically dominating Raw?
Dude,
is he the savior of Raw?
He will be the man.
He will be the man.
Yeah, he will be the man there.
Fascinating. Ezekiel defeated Chad Gable with Otis. Kevin Owens on commentary. It was good.
Yeah.
Asuka beat Becky Lynch. She had the mist at the end. And I'm not going to read the ratings because that's not my job.
Raw did a 1.74 million viewers and drew a 0.45 in the ratings in 18 to 49.
Tight Froyland.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Do you want to jump into NXT or no?
Quickly.
NXT North American Champion Cameron Grimes and Solo Sikoa defeated Carmella Hayes and Trick Williams.
All right, whatever.
Women's.
I'm so down on this show, dude. You know what? Forget it. I have no interest in NXT anymore.
Skipping it.
I've lost so much interest in the show. I can't even. I have no idea. I have nothing. There's no connection with me in the show.
Me too. You know who I like though? Nikita Lyons.
Yeah, she's cool. Different. Bron Breakker's cool. Joe Gacy's cool. I don't. The show's been doing nothing for me.
Let's talk about this New Japan Capital Collision results. All right.
Let's do it.
Great card. Carl Fredericks beat Ren Narita. Team Filthy beat Fred Rosser, DKC, Dave Finley, Yuya Uemura, and Tonga Loa. I wonder what they're doing with Tonga Loa. I hope they position him a little better. Chase Owens beat the great Okan.
Wow, Bullet Club. Bullet Club guy.
Yeah. TMDK defeated United Empire. Brody King beat Minoru Suzuki.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ishii beat Eddie Kingston. Love it.
Yeah.
Good for Eddie, man. These guys living his dream.
And
right
by the way, that match, did you watch that?
Hard.
Hard. Oh, my God.
Hard.
It was an all Japan match from the 90s. That's literally what they did.
When we talk about Dynamite, I think like there were so many high on the neck suplexes last night that I feel like they're getting ready.
Oh, with that mate.
With every match. I think they're getting ready for the New Japan stuff.
I don't like that, man.
I know.
I cringe every time.
Makes me think it's real. Leo Rush is putting the entire junior heavyweight division on notice. Didn't he retire like for 10 times?
He did. But he's back.
You had Bullet Club, Jay White, and Hikaleo beating Chaos, Okada, and Rocky Romero. Fun match.
But Rocky was a replacement for Trent.
Yes.
Trent has COVID or had COVID.
Good for Hikaleo for still Bullet Clubbing.
Yeah,
and
man.
And you had a four-way IWGP US Heavyweight Championship match, Juice Robinson beating Will Ospreay, Tanahashi, and Moxley to win the title. You know what? Good for him. He was the second guy to have that belt, right?
Who, Juice?
Yeah.
Was Juice the second guy? Maybe. I think so.
Yeah.
But you know, now they're back. Like, they evened out. You know, Tanahashi was not supposed to have that title.
Right, right.
So it, now they're, like, they're balanced out again.
The Gaijin are back, baby.
Listen, traveling, it's happening.
Do you want to skip the Super Juniors?
Yeah, we'll skip on this.
All right, you want to talk Dynamite?
Dynamite, let's do it. Dynamite highlights the Owen Cup tournament quarterfinals. Samoa Joe faced off against the Joker, mystery opponent, and it was John Morrison, Johnny Elite. Big pop for him. They did the slow-mo thing,
yeah.
But it wasn't as good as WWE slow-mo.
What a disappointment.
That slow motion, whatever software, whatever it was, he did this whole thing. He looked good. Dude, that match was fun.
It was fun.
That was probably the first John Morrison match that I've watched in a very long time. I was like, wow, this match was good.
Here's my...
Not that he's never good, you know?
Like I was saying before, what does it for us in wrestling, right?
Yeah. He doesn't do it for you.
Here's my take, and I will... This will probably be the only time I will ever really say this, because I don't like ragging on wrestling. I was fucking disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
What was it?
John Morrison has never done anything for me.
You know what?
That's a personal thing. I'm not saying like they made a bad decision. I'm not going to go that far. But for me personally, because I'm such a Joe fan. I get it. I really wanted somebody like
you wanted Cesaro.
I wanted Cesaro.
I knew it.
Or anybody, or like Pentarz. You know what I mean?
Like, nice whatever. Little surprise.
Yeah.
Right. That was a nice little surprise.
Good surprise. They did it right. I feel like he should have been called Johnny Dynamite, but you know that's.
Yeah, Johnny Elite was cool. Johnny Dynamite would have been better. I thought Johnny Dynamite would have worked. Couple things in this match that I liked. They really were going like a million miles an hour.
Yes.
And really hard. Like they were, this whole hard, show was like everybody's beating the shit out of each other.
They're getting ready for those New Japan matches,
so,
dude.
Yeah, I think so. Sanjay, Jay Lethal, and Singh came out and they beat that. You know what? I'm kind of digging this a little bit now.
I'm coming around to it.
And I did like how they put the beat down on Johnny Elite as well.
I'm coming around to it. I really think one of the if it wasn't for Sanjay Dutt, I feel like this would fall flat.
If this wasn't for Sanjay's great. He really is underrated. Totally.
Promos, his facials, just the way he carries himself. I feel like he's like, yo, this is my chance now.
But you know what? Like guys like Sanjay, right? Like never on WWE, never like in the main position, but there's a reason why they're in the business for like 20 something years.
Also fan favorites too. Like
he is a fan favorite.
Go back and watch those old like Penny pay-per-view TNA matches.
Oh yeah.
Sanjay Dutt is kicking ass all over the place.
Yeah,
he's
awesome. He was fantastic. Roppongi Vice came in and made the save. Later on, they challenged FTR for the Ring of Honor titles. Very cool. I like this. I like the Ring of Honor mix up, you know?
Rocky cut a good promo saying, hey, we're going to go for those ROH titles.
Our boy.
Yeah, our friend of the show, Rocky Romero.
The ninth Mat Men.
we're gonna go for those ROH titles. We're going to go for the IWGP heavyweight titles. And we're going to get those AEW titles.
Very cool, man. I hope it happens. Fired up promo. I really like Rocky.
Same here.
Such a sweet man.
Very nice guy.
Hangman Page defeated. Now go. You know what? You do this. You go into it.
Hangman Page defeated Konosuke Takeshita.
Takeshita.
What a match.
I got to tell you, first of all, he's a big boy.
Remember when I said years ago, Hangman's going to be the guy?
Yeah.
Takeshita's going to be the guy.
You know what? I saw a lot of his matches, right? Like everybody's like, you got to watch his stuff. And I watched it. I'm like,
DDT
he's good.
Stuff with Kenta. Kota Ibushi.
Yeah. Cool stuff. He's good. He's definitely good. There's something there. Mm. But holy moly, last night,
superstar.
I have to tell you, man, he has that Tanahashi chest. Big puffy chest.
And the Okada height.
He has that height.
Yep.
Thick. Has the hair. I got to tell you, man, it's been a while since like a new Japanese talent.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh man, this guy I really like. Like I think the last like year and a half, since the pandemic, I've been really down on Japanese wrestling. I haven't watched it as much. It hasn't been that great. And no knock at the guys.
No.
Like it's just a crappy situation with not a lot of, I can't get behind those no clapping shows. It takes me out of it.
Yeah.
And like, I want to see these guys in front of a large audience, right? I'm just getting back into this. Like now, like 2 years I took off. This is the first time I've seen like an up and coming guy. And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm very impressed.
He's going to be the
like
guy.
His look, his package works for me.
Selling, his timing, all fantastic. He does very interesting stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And he does like, and I like how he's kind of adapted a little bit of that Kota Ibushi moveset.
You think so?
I think so. Definitely. But his finisher, I really like, it's like this gigantic hopping knee.
Yeah, man. Hangman looked great. This was a very hard-hitting match, and I think this was a great showpiece for both of them, right? Hangman has not had I don't know. For me, I've been kind of down on his run as world champion.
Yeah.
Nothing that he's done wrong. I just think that the way that they ran through Adam Cole, you know, it kind of made it seem like, well, of course he's going to beat Cole. And that's the first time that I felt like that with the matches.
Okay.
Like, obviously, I know that Adam Cole's not going to become the world champion, but AEW's done a great job at making you very invested in those matches.
Yes.
I wasn't really invested in that series. I think it came too prematurely.
I agree with you. I don't think it was rushed, but for some reason, like, there was so much other stuff going on. I feel like it got lost in the shuffle.
It wasn't
as good as the other stuff going on, unfortunately.
Well, you know what I would have done? I would have had him just do showpiece matches.
Yes.
As like, this is our world champion. He goes out there and he's kissing the babies and he's shaking hands and he's doing this great match and then he leaves and until he gets that CM Punk challenge.
No promos, just matches.
No. I mean, you could cut a promo and talk about AEW, whatever, and talk about your opponents, but I wouldn't have had him married to Cole for those. I don't think it did anything for either one.
Okay.
Okay. That my opinion. Again, I think he looked great last night. That match was really cool. Those suplexes on the necks are yikes.
So cringy. That's one of the few things that makes me really cringe when I watch pro wrestling. Those high on the neck suplexes. Ugh.
Yeah. So, all right, now you could go. I just wanted to talk about.
Well, Paige used the GPS last night. He had a confrontation with CM Punk. What do you think? Do you think Punk's taking that title? After last night, I think Hangman's retaining.
You know what? I kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
If all the things were right, right? Everything was set up. I would have had him. I mean, you could go both. He could lose to Hangman, right? He could lose to Hangman.
Yeah.
And his opponent could be Kenny Omega at All Out still for no title. So it doesn't matter. But you got a returning Kenny Omega. Does he lose to CM Punk? Does CM Punk become a transitional champion and lose? You know, you could do that also. I would have set up until last night that CM Punk should win a Double or Nothing and then face Omega if he's ready at All Out.
I feel like there's going to be a shocker. I feel like there's going to be a transitional champ and then a shock of who is going to take the belt, like, really after Hangman.
You got a lot of people in play, right? Think about it. You got Moxley, you got Danielson, you got Omega, you got Hangman, you got Punk. MJF is, you know,
strong there. Main event. Yeah.
Who am I missing? Who's the six top position guys for that world title?
You can throw a couple of more people in there, you know?
Jericho too, right now, seven.
For sure. Yeah.
I could see seven legitimate people that could win the title, and it wouldn't be like, oh, okay, they're going to use the title to elevate this person.
Right, right.
Like, that's very impressive to have seven people like that in that mix. But, and then you got the other, you know, you got the next tier that they could do something with. I think they're in a very good main event position. It's just need to space things out a little bit because they don't have the opportunity to do monthly pay-per-views.
Right.
So you got 3 months of a build more than anything else.
Which I like. You know, like, a lot of this stuff is slow burn stuff because at some point, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get MJF holding that title, and then it's going to be the return of that CM Punk feud. You know, you're going to get Danielson holding that title, and then you're going to get the CM Punk match that we never got. You know, the opposite. You know, even Kingston with the title, Kingston versus Jericho for that title, fantastic,
dude. I think there's a lot that they could do.
There's a ton. You know, let's see. We got Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland beating the Work Horsemen, JD Drake and Anthony Henry. I'm a big fan of the Work Horsemen,
JD Drake.
Yeah, JD Drake. Christian laid down the challenge for Jurassic Express for a 3-way match at Double or Nothing.
Ah, but wait a minute. Did you see the side eye?
Yes. Christian's turning on these guys.
Think Christian's turning.
You think Jungle Boy's turning?
Jungle Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad Jungle Boy?
Oh, Bad Jungle Boy.
Bad Boy. The Bad Jungle Boy.
The Bad Jungle Boy. So they've been teasing this for a while.
So we're going to get Jurassic Express, Hobbs and Starks versus Swerve and Keith Lee. It's going to be, Swerve and Keith Lee work so well together as a tag team. And you can tell how happy Swerve is being there.
I hope so, man. He's so talented.
Yeah.
Like, both Keith Lee, him, so talented.
Future world title holder, I think.
Swerve?
Yeah.
I hope he gets elevated the right way.
I think he will.
You know? Like, I hope that they're able to let the light shine on him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He never really got that opportunity in WWE. I thought his release was bizarre in so many ways from that company because he was the guy.
Yeah.
And he really didn't do anything to get released. Like, I know a little bit about that story.
Yeah.
Really bizarre.
Up next, we had MJF giving Wardlow 10 lashes. Wardlow no-sold it. That was a great bit. You know, MJF, man, like, this dude's cutting, like, the promo. He's so young, and the fact that he's cutting, like, these amazing promos.
Two people got the a-hole chant last night.
Yeah.
Him and Jericho.
Yep. He's cutting these amazing promos. Would it pop you to see a young Ric Flair versus this MJF?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
There's two a-holes going at it, right?
Dude, I think it would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have here? The Owen Hart Cup Tournament quarterfinal, Kyle O'Reilly beating Ray Phoenix. Good match.
Okay, very good match.
Jericho and Regal's face-to-face, which was fantastic.
Yeah, Jericho tried to make another Stadium Stampede match.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those.
Well, Mox came out and said, no, I'm not doing that shit.
Thank God. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. And this is one of those things that I don't like that AEW does. I don't like the Stadium Stampede. I don't like it.
See, I like it.
Do you know why? Too big. Too much space.
I get it. I like it. I think it's like a fun kind of hokey thing that they do. It's like, it's very cheesy.
I like the second one more than the first one.
Same here. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I liked it more. I liked the, because they did the whole like bizarre pool scene, you know. It just, it's not, again, not my type of wrestling.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me, but it's fine. Does it for you. Great. Like you said, Mox cut him off, said it would be a 5-on-5 gang warfare. So I guess that's the match at the pay-per-view.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
There was, I really like Jericho's promo on Regal about the addiction stuff and the career stuff. And you know what, guys, do yourself a favor. Go back a couple of weeks. There's a two-parter on Jericho's podcast where it's him sitting down with William Regal talking about all his health problems, getting into the business, and like all this like gnarly stuff that nobody knew about, you know, like how close he was to death. It's very interesting. And he used a lot of that stuff in that promo and it made it so real, like especially when they cut to the crowd and the crowd was just like, oh my God, he went there.
You went there?
He went there. You had Owen Hart Cup Tournament quarterfinal, Dr. Britt Baker beating Maki Ito, who was the Joker. I was not disappointed with this Joker. I like Maki Ito. I like the hard head gimmick.
It's all right.
You like this?
Whatever.
Clunk, clunk.
Whatever.
Again, a hard head.
It didn't do it for me.
Here's an interesting thing. And I want to talk about this a little bit. Serena Deeb interrupted Tony Schiavone, blaming him and Dustin for disrespecting her. Right?
Where did that come from? What did I miss with this?
She cut a promo about how she had to fight her way and claw her way up to the top of women's wrestling when it was an age of women being poo-pooed on, et cetera, et cetera.
Got it.
I really like the promo. If I was going to buy a ticket, she would have put part of my butt in that seat. You know what
I mean?
I
like her. I like her a lot. I like the Serena.
Dude, I went on our Twitter last night, and the majority of people took a giant dump on her and that promo, and I wonder why.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm curious about that. I think she's so good.
She's amazing. Yeah. I mean, like, she's gotten better on the mic.
She's a great example of you need other options to shine the light on you, right? Like, WWE wouldn't have hired her.
No. I think she's taking that belt off with Thunder Rosa.
Maybe. Interesting.
But you know who I want that belt on? Mm. Tony Storm.
I know.
Storm has, like, when she came out after that Britt Baker match, blew me away.
No, listen, man, there's something definitely special about her.
Presence.
Yeah, that she presence. Has the presence. Yeah, that's what it is. Let's see. Owen Hart Cup Tournament Semifinal. Adam Cole defeated Jeff Hardy. This was, you know, they definitely were running short on time. This was a short match. There were no intros, no entrances. They just started the match.
They also cut it off before it ended.
They cut it off.
Ended, but like they cut it off as the Young Bucks were about to do some kind of like schmoz. It went off the air.
After the match, the Young Bucks and Red Dragon attacked the Hardys. Darby and Sting make the save. They ended up pilmanizing Sting's leg. The show goes off the air mid-fight.
Yeah.
Rampage, Friday night, 7 p.m. due to NBA playoffs.
Perfect.
Moxley Danielson versus Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Owen Hart Tournament quarterfinal. Red Velvet versus Chris Stratlander. House of Black versus Evil Uno. Ken and Fuego del Sol. Sean Spears in action. Hook and Danhausen. Promo.
Great.
This is a do we have questions, by the way?
We have a bunch of super chats questions.
Let's do them.
Do you want to do the questions?
Yeah.
All right. So let's address these beautiful super chats from all our buddies. We got $1.79 from Dylan Shaw. Cardiff WWE ticket thoughts. Some people are buying,
I guess. I guess it got cut off. So it was not an instant sellout, and there's a lot of complaints about the pricing. I think they overestimated the market a little bit.
Okay.
You know, because you got to remember, you're not in, you know, you're in Cardiff, so a lot of people are going to be traveling to the shows, adding more to the expense. You're not doing it obviously they got it because of pricing. Mm-hmm. They probably got a great deal on that building, but I don't know. The pricing seems a little too expensive for the show, and they're going to have to drop these ticket costs because a lot of, like, the upper bowl is selling.
Interesting.
But, like, floor seats, way too expensive. Like, 250 pounds a seat. So, and normally when you're in a stadium, you kind of drop the price a little bit to fill it up. So the pricing is really, listen, man, a different market, you know? Like, maybe they're thinking it's an American market and they're able to get the demand. You have, you know, 350 million people to work with.
Yeah.
You're not, you don't really have that in the UK, and it's a smaller market. I don't know. I think it might have been an overshot with the pricing, but we'll see what happens.
We got $2 from Batcher 3000. Good morning, my gigolos.
Oh.
Gigolos, not juggalos. This is from Tim Anger, $20 super chat. Thanks, bud. Tattoo Tim Anger in the chat room.
Tattoo Tim Anger.
We got another super chat here from Tyler D. My baby boys, I love you. Can I get the Dr. Fauci call-in? AEW is killing themselves, not pushing Thunder Rosa on equal terms with Hangman, leaving money on the table. Can you do Dr. Fauci talking about Thunder Rosa as champion?
You know, it's me, Dr. Fauci. I'm a big fan of Thunder Rosa. Should she win the title? Don't wear a title. Wear a belt. Don't wear a belt. Vaccines. I don't know anymore.
I think he puts an R at the end of her name.
COVID. Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa.
Oh, you know, I love that so much.
Everybody got to wear a mask. Wear a mask on your foot. Wear a mask on your hands. Who knows if it works? I don't know.
Such a good.
There you go.
Dr. Fauci, man. I missed you.
It's me. I'm back. I've been living in the sewers for years. I found some turtles. I gave them an injection. Now they're ninjas.
Wait a minute. Are you Master Splinter?
I'm Master Splinter. I've turned into a rat.
Here's $4.99 from James Mordor. Who will be joining Joe to help with Sanjay, Lethal, and Singh?
I think you could do Johnny Elite, right? And somebody else. I don't know.
Is he going to be put in like the Ring of Honor thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
There's a handful of guys that have never done it for me. Dolph Ziggler, Johnny, whatever.
Dolph had a 2013, right? 2011, 2013 Sheamus, with that first push?
Never.
The cash in never did anything
never,
for you?
Never. Sheamus, Johnny Mundo, Dolph Ziggler. There's a couple of guys on that list. Braun Strowman. No, not Braun Strowman. Yeah, I liked him. This is $1.99 from Joel Wood. When do you see Sasha and Naomi returning to WWE?
I don't think they're gone. Maybe in a couple of weeks. I don't know. They'll figure it out.
I'm sure they will figure it out. Here's a decent one. I like this question. Large 23. What happened to Danielson last night? Was it a work?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a work. So his foot got stuck in the... And dude, immediately people are online like, they're so irresponsible with that ramp. That ramp. How do you mess up? You're going to kill him.
Yeah.
He broke his foot. And I'm like, dude, it was a work. It was a really good work.
Yeah. Let's see. This is from Connor, friend of the show. Connor, if Cody doesn't wrestle Roman for the title at SummerSlam, would a John Cena program be a solid substitute? John's hoping to come back soon and could be a great win for Cody before Roman.
I think that would be a great win for Cody.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Connor. I'm into that. You could use Cena to elevate Cody, and I think he would put Cody over.
Absolutely. This is from Darkside 1985, hashtag Ask Matt Men. What are your thoughts about the Joker position within AEW?
I'm into that. It's Same cool here. Because you know what? Sometimes, like, I think a lot of people expected Cesaro, and nobody expected John Morrison. But, you know, it was a nice little surprise. Like, I was surprised. I saw it. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's cool. They did something really different.
Yeah.
You know, I think it adds a layer of intrigue, and maybe some people work themselves up a little bit too much, and then they left disappointed. But I go into these shows with no expectation.
I do too, but I was, for the first time in my life, I was disappointed. This is from Ryan Evans, $10. Cody Countdown was bad. This will start getting him booed eventually. I still think we need to wait about a year to see where he will be slotted. He is still the shiny new toy only after a month.
They're not going to wait a year. They're going to put this title on him as soon as they can.
And then take it off.
As soon as it's time. As soon as it's time, they're going to do it. They have to, in my opinion. I think they have to. They have to create another top babyface with a title. When is the last time you had a legitimate babyface in that company with the world title?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Long term?
Brock's not a babyface. You know, like Brock's Brock. He doesn't count. When is the last time? Danielson?
AJ, maybe?
AJ? When he was a babyface, yeah. I guess so. But was he like, he wasn't the man, though.
No, he wasn't.
When is the last time that they had the man as
Cena?
Yes, I mean, maybe they want to do that again. I don't know.
You know, the Cody, I think Cody's addressed this too. Like, I feel like as far as accolades go, Cody really effed himself in that first year of Dynamite where he was like, I'm never going to challenge for that world title.
Drew McIntyre, but Drew didn't have the opportunity. His thing got really screwed up. You know, that second time he had that title. It just him having that title didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Because they were in a global pandemic.
Yeah.
And it took the shine off of him, because every time you're watching him, you're not thinking about him. You're thinking, my God, this guy's in an empty building. When is COVID ending? You know what I mean?
Two thoughts.
I will forever defend Drew on this.
Yes.
And his run, because he got cheated out of his world title.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Once you get it, you never could do it again.
Yeah.
There's never a second, you know, that first time is the first time. You don't get a redo.
And yeah.
Unfortunately for him, you know, the world exploded. So.
You know what I'd like to see?
What?
I'd like to see Edge versus Cody.
Edge versus Cody.
Yeah. And then we get Dark Cody.
Oh, yeah. Can he become
like the real American Nightmare?
Dude, I think him and Rhea would look the same. Him and Rhea, which one?
I like that addition to the pack.
And then are you like, the jacked one is Rhea? You know? I like that group, but there's another person that they're going to add, maybe.
AJ Styles, dude. Evil AJ.
Hey, man.
Hi, man.
He just listens to really gothic music.
Hi, man. I need tickets to the My Chemical Romance concert. Hook a brother up. He's turning him into Joe Dirt. Let's see, what else have we got here? From BC Knight on Twitch. Thoughts on Freddie Prinze Jr.'s attempts to get wrestlers into SAG?
I got to message him. I got to get him on the show.
Yes.
We should get Freddie Prinze Jr. on the show.
You got to get your buddy David Arquette on the show, too.
You know what? Again, you want to know what else affected, COVID affected?
Where's the manifest?
I lost that ability.
You lost the juju?
No, because you know how it happens. When I manifest something, it connects to all these people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it gets stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Savio speaks to me. Mm-hmm. He tells me what to do.
What does Savio say? What does Savio sound like?
I can't do it.
No?
I can't do it.
Can't do a Savio?
I can't do a Savio. I have I can't do the Puerto Rican accent.
All right.
I'm terrible at it.
Can or won't?
My wife, though. She can.
My wife. Let's see. I think we got Hers time for two more questions here. This is from Cerebro6701 on Twitch. Was the Twitter thread about Sasha and Naomi being talked down to be debunked yet?
By the way, that's how I manifest stuff. Cerebro.
Like the X-Men.
Yeah, I put on the helmet, but it's just like a regular cap.
Has that been debunked yet?
I don't know. I haven't, listen, I don't want to report what I've been told by there, but like, mm-hmm. Because it's all hearsay, you know, it's nonsense, but you know, I don't know what's true. I really don't, because every time I ask somebody, I get an opposite answer depending on how you feel about the position. So, you know, some people are saying like it's very unprofessional to walk out, and other people are saying good for them for standing up for themselves.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't have a position. I wasn't there. But I think a lot of that, the truth is somewhere in the middle, obviously.
Two more before we get out of here. $4.99 from Joel Wood. Edge, Rhea, Ciampa, Priest versus AJ, Liv, Balor, and Cody. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm into this. Oh, yeah, Ciampa would be great there.
Ciampa, like Dark Ciampa?
Dark Ciampa, yeah.
You know what? Maybe a fresh coat of paint, right?
Yeah.
And this is from the last one, the Shadow Ranger. It's spooky.
Ooh.
Fun question. You can send one Impact and one AEW guy to be in the G1. Who do you choose?
Josh Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
And Danielson.
I was going to say either Danielson or Mox, but I like Danielson. Yeah. Is Takeshita All Elite?
I think he is All Elite now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's on loan, I think.
One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Besides, this is from Eddie Gomes, or Edie. I'm not sure. I can't read. Besides MJF leaving to WWE, do you guys see more jumping ship?
I think so. I think they're going to grab some people once the contracts are up.
For sure.
I think a lot of this depends on the deal that AEW gets for their new TV rights in 2024. You know, right now they're making $48 million, whatever it is, right? Mm. That's the report. That's not significant, but if you're making $100 million a year, $98 million a year, $145 million a year, you have a lot more play money to entice these guys to stay. You're going to obviously have guys that don't want to go there because they want to be pro wrestlers. Danielson didn't go there for the money. Punk didn't go there for the money. They wanted to do what they would do.
They wanted to bleed.
So they want a bit Mox. But you're also going to have a lot of these guys that are like, listen, I'm coming up. I want to make my money. I want to make my millions and then decide if I want to do AEW.
You mean sports entertainers?
Sports entertainers.
Yeah.
So I do see people going there. I just don't know, you know, who it could be. Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right. Time to go to Citi Field.
We got
to
go watch some baseball.
All right. If you're in the tri-state area and you're going to City Field, come say hello to us.
Come say hi, buy us drinks, and we'll get drunk on you.
Yeah, we'll definitely get drunk on you. All right, guys, that's it for this week. See you all.
Later, and then we'll dunk on you.
Take care.